Thanks to federal funding, Philadelphia scientists are now working to create a device that can restore memory. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports.
The four-year, $22.5 million project involves the University of Pennsylvania, Thomas Jefferson, and Drexel Universities. Jefferson neurologist Michael Sperling says the idea behind the neuroprosthetic is carefully placed electrical stimulation.
We can deliver electric current to small areas of the brain to see, can we modulate memory? Can we interfere with it in some cases? Can we maybe restore it, improve it somewhat back towards normal in other cases where it's impaired?
To find out what stimulation is right, the team will study people who already have electrodes in their brain for treatment purposes, epilepsy and Parkinson's disease patients. As the patients play memory games, researchers will map their brain signals to learn what the brain looks like when memory ability is high and where perhaps a quick zap might jolt a faltering brain back into action. Director of Penn's Computational Memory Lab and lead investigator Michael Kahana likens the process to a movie, going by frame.
In each frame, we analyze the picture, say, is that the picture we want or is it off the mark? And if it's off the mark, we try and get it back on track, right in time for the next frame.
Penn neurosurgeon and head of the Parkinson side of the research, Gordon Baltuck, knows the project is ambitious.
This is sort of a put a man on the moon type of project. The hurdle is high, but definitely we have, you know, real timelines that we have to meet, and that's going to be, you know, our big challenge.
Kahana says the team plans to have an external device that can target more than 250 sites in the brain within 3 years. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.
Just 2 years ago, nearly 20% of all cases of Lyme disease in the U.S. occurred in Pennsylvania.